Somebody else said the WRTI stood for, was that, John, you were telling me that off mic?
No, that's the one Mike had, I think.
Well, back then, when we...
That's the old gossip.
The old gossip was, we're really terrible intentionally, but that's changed dramatically, and it's only because of listener support that that's changed, yeah.
Ted, I think that's a good point that Mike has made. People often ask me, well, how do you feel about WRTI today, compared to the way it was in the old days and so on? And originally, you know, WRTI was started to give practice to students, and our primary goal was to try to be experimental. We did, long before Jerry, the Philadelphia, the Temple University Orchestra. Mm-hmm. They don't do enough programs to have program every week. They don't have that much time to learn all the music. So we used to do their rehearsals. And so they, halfway through, somebody stopped and rapped and say, no, that's bad, the violins are off, let's try that again. And that's the way we used to broadcast. And so our first thought was the student, and we'd do classical music, and we'd make the students read the back of the cover. So they'd learn about the musicians, Chopin and so on. And but today, the station is designed primarily for its audience.